June 19, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. The Abundance of Nations. Opening Prayer. Lord, as I look to your word, foster in me a greater understanding and a deeper appreciation for your sovereignty over human history. Read Genesis chapter 10. The Table of Nations. This is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons, who themselves had sons after the flood. The Japhethites, the sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras, the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah, the sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites. From these, the maritime peoples spread out into their territories by their clans within their nations, each with its own language. The Hamites, the sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan, the sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteca, the sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who became a mighty warrior on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. That is why it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The first centers of his kingdom were Babylon, Uruk, Akkad, and Calneh in Shinar. From that land he went to Assyria, where he built Nineveh, Rehoboth, Calah, and Rezin, which is between Nineveh and Calah, which is the great city. Egypt was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtahites, Pathrusites, Chalcuhites, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon his firstborn, and of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvidites, Zemarites, and Hamathites. Later the Canaanite clans scattered, and the borders of Canaan reached from Sidon toward Gerar as far as Gaza, and then toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, and Zeboiim, as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham by their clans and languages, in their territories and nations. The Semites. Sons were also born to Shem, whose older brother was Japheth. Sem was the ancestor of all the sons of Eber. The sons of Shem. Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram, the sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were sons of Joktan. The region where they lived stretched from Mesha toward Sephar in the eastern hill country. These are the sons of Shem by their clans and languages, in their territories and nations. These are the clans of Noah's sons, according to their lines of descent within their nations. From these, the nations spread out over the earth after the flood. Reflect. Marvel at this chapter of scripture that records more than 750 years of history as humankind spread across the earth and matches current archaeological discoveries. As with Genesis chapter 5, this is one of those chapters you might politely declined to read in public if asked by a church leader. I actually recall it being read by a faithful member in my home church, and a standing ovation was given as he concluded. Nevertheless, the chapter presents a genealogical account that is rich in historical significance. Sandwiched between the narratives of the flood and the Tower of Babel incident, it would seem to cover a lengthy period. Should you be interested in exploring further, I'd encourage you to consult a commentary. You'll be fascinated by the detail regarding the wonderful diversity and unity thought to be represented by the multiplicity of branches within the family tree of Noah. As we read some of the names and places recorded, we catch glimpses of God's grace emerging through the inclusion of people and territories that will gather significance in later sections of the Bible. On closer inspection, it becomes evident that many of these places are currently at the forefront of our news stories and face tremendous challenges. I wonder if you could join me today and pray for some of these places. The Middle East, in particular, remains a contested region in numerous ways. Maybe you could pause to give thanks for the cultural diversity in the body of Christ and intercede for those who engage in cross-cultural mission. May the Table of Nations presented in this chapter prompt us to pray fervently for the salvation of all nations, in the knowledge that God's love extends to every corner of the earth. Apply. Take a moment to think of someone you know who is different from you. Consider praying that they may experience God's blessing today. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, please give me your heart as I look at the world in all its diversity and struggles. Give me love, empathy, and compassion, and faith for that which only you can do.